You know, one of the great things about the Great State Fair of Texas, actually there are a lot of really good things about the Great State Fair of Texas, but there are a lot of entrepreneurs here, and a lot of entrepreneurs got their start at the State Fair of Texas. One veteran of the State Fair of Texas, and she's done right well, is the lady who started a company called Susan Soaps and More. And Susan Speck is the CEO, the founder. And you've been how long have you been doing this? 25 years?
I've been in business. This is my 25th year in business and my 21st year to be exhibiting at the State Fair of Texas.
So we're at this the Go Texan Pavilion, so it's all Texas companies. Is this a major part of your business, or do you use this for marketing and you dig up new customers?
Both. It's definitely, in terms of a single event, it's the largest single source of revenue, which is not necessarily translate to profit.
Yeah,
But it's great for branding, plus just reinforcing my brand. And I have a lot of customers that love to come by and see me face to face, and they'll only buy every year at the State Fair. Some of them also see me. We also do the Fort Worth Stock Show in conjunction with Go Texan as well. So we've been doing that, I think, for the last 5 or 6 years.
So is this your showroom? This is where they can scratch and sniff?
Or? Exactly. So we bring pretty much our entire product line here, which is soaps, body oils, lotion bars. We even make liquid shampoo. We do anti-aging face serum, which is very popular. So people can try the product. We even brought our sink with us today.
So, your sink?
Yes. So people can actually try our sugar scrubs and salt gloves.
Oh, I see. Where do you dream this stuff up? I mean, how did you get started doing this anyway? I mean, you weren't born to make soap.
Well, maybe I was, but
I mean, you certainly could have fooled me, but no, but how did you get into the soap business?
After my son was born, I started really having issues with eczema on my legs, and I went the traditional route of going to a dermatologist and prescribed cortisone cream, which is not really the best for you on a long-term basis, and it didn't really help either. So we had moved out to the country. I started deciding to research some of the own home DIY skincare stuff, and decided doing natural products was the best thing. And I had just, for the pretty pictures really, had ordered a book on how to make soap. And then the local health food store asked if she could start carrying my soap. I sold some of it at a little local Mother's Day Out Christmas sale. And I was like, well, this is kind of fun. And there I went. So
then you just scaled up from there?
Gradually, I started doing shows in Ennis. I did Canton for several years. But I love to try new things. I actually sold my products in India for a while. I went over there, met the distributor, toured around, got to see the Taj Mahal, which really had been a lifelong dream of mine. And so I don't know in terms of monetary success how you would rate my business, but in terms of emotional success and meeting people and experiences and everything, hands down, it's been fabulous.
This is putting good use to your MBA? Your business administration?
Yes, because I feel like I probably know my way around a balance sheet, and I know the difference between a balance sheet and an income statement more than some. When I first used to be, we didn't get daily sales reports here during the state fair. And so I was just sampling every so often. And then they had a contractor come in that actually gave us daily sales reports. And I could see the huge difference in sales between when we sampled or when I sampled and when I didn't.
Oh, really?
And I was like, okay, Susan, get your sneakers on, whatever. You need to be sampling every day. But I was the next year they had a different contractor in who wasn't giving us daily sales reports. And I must say, pitched a bit of a fit. I was like, how come I'm the only one that wants these? And so the Go Texan field reps, bless their hearts, actually went back and pulled
these daily. Are the people that put together this whole pavilion and organized. Well, you've been helped along by technology. I mean, you've been doing this long enough that you've grown along with, you know, wireless touchpad payments and not having to deal with cash and all that stuff. I assume you take something other than fair coupon tickets.
Oh, right? I don't. Nobody, Most of us all in here take real money. And so I have a website, so definitely I deal in credit card payments and PayPal and all that kind of stuff. And that's, in a lot of ways, I get to indulge a lot of my different interests. Before I got an MBA, I had a BFA, Bachelor of Fine Arts and Advertising Arts. So I'm sort of an art major wearing a business hat at this time.
Yeah, I was kidding about the MBA. You really do have an MBA.
Oh, yeah. I thought you knew.
So this is a portable skill. You could do. So so I've talked to people who are brewers of beer, and they experiment. They'll just throw something at a batch of beer to see what it does to taste. Do you the same thing with soap?
Not in terms so much of the base, but in terms of blending the scents to a degree. Like, for example, a month or so ago, one of my wholesale stockists, she's an esthetician. She wanted a sugar scrub that had turmeric in it, which is actually an essential oil that I'd never worked with before. It's great for helping to brighten your skin. And so I ordered some turmeric in, and then pulled other different essential oils together. I had some idea of kind of where I wanted to go, but until I actually start dripping and dabbing and everything else and smelling to see what it's like once you get them all together, you're not really sure exactly how it's going to work out.
So what's the next big thing? Do you go back to India? Are you going international again?
Well, I really am committed right now to trying to build up my YouTube channel. I've been on YouTube since 2009, and it was just kind of not anything I really committed to. I actually had some really good contacts. I had a really good customer find me there. So it is definitely a medium. The good thing about it is whatever you put on it lasts forever.
You got to watch what you do.
Right.
It's the same thing in radio, by the way. This interview that you and I are doing, you know, people will be able to listen to 30 years from now. Or
great.
Maybe Martians, and we'll get it, you know, in another couple of light
That's
years.
A good thing. So so I'm committing to doing it for the first time. I want to do a YouTube Live this Sunday. Every Sunday at the fair, I want to do a YouTube Live. So,
oh, that'd be great.
So it's something new, and that way I don't ever get bored. So.
Well, you're not going to get bored. And again, we're obviously, I think you can tell for the background noise, we are here at the pavilion, and you're setting up, and it sounds like it's going to be a gangbuster season. So we wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, and so they can come see you in the Go Texan Pavilion.
Correct.
And
we are here every day. I'm here every day from 10 until 7 in my booth. And then the Go Texan store also has our soaps, our body oils, and our lotion bars, and they are open a little bit later even still. The building opens at 10. The store stays open a little bit later. Or they can always find me online.
On YouTube.
On YouTube, that's right. That's right.
What you look like. Susan Speck is the owner and the maker of Susan's Soaps and More. Again, great fair season. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.